Hello and welcome to the Erev Rosh Chodesh Wednesday learning. And thank you to the wonderful Huggins family for sponsoring this this lesson and this talk. And I hope you'll all bear with me. I have a bit of a strained throat that I'm working on fixing, and so I'm going to do the best I can. And it is Erev Rosh Chodesh El, and I just received some videos from a friend of mine who is in Oman, and she left me a voice message expressing to me that the El, the awe of El, and the preparation for the Yamim Tovim is in full swing, and that the awe is in the air. She's been there a couple of years now, and she says that this is where she feels that awe, unlike anywhere else. And we know in Elul, every Jew is preparing for Rosh Hashanah, and the tzaddikim and others speak about the older days when people would just literally tremble. And I do want to say that this year I'm hearing from a lot of people who maybe aren't so aware of the power of this month, who have been anticipating it, looking forward to it, with a mixture of awe and a little bit of fear and also a lot of joy. So Elul is the month in which we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It's the time during which we do tshuva. We return to Hashem in this time. And of course, as Brez lovers, we know that we're always returning to Hashem. It's a constant process. But this month is an entire Esrat Son. It's a time of divine will and favor when Hashem is particularly close to us and we are particularly close to Him. I think Chabad mentions that Elul, the king, is in the field. He's down here with us. He's waiting for us to come to him, and we don't have to go to his palace. We don't have to go any further than the makom, the place where we daven and make hitbodedut. And in Breslov, we know that there are several things we can do to enhance the power of our Elul. And this year, because of what the entire world has been through, it's been so difficult and such a challenge that this year we know Hashem wants to hear from us more than ever, and we need to talk to Him more than ever. So the custom in Klal Yisrael, and especially in Breslov, but it's really in Klal Yisrael, is to recite Tikkuni Zohar during Elul. That may not be something you can do or people in your home can do. It is truly usually men who do it. But we also have the custom to recite the Rebbe's books, to say them all the way through. Lekutei Moran, Sipurei Masios, Sefer Hamidos, and Sichos Haran, which have a very, very powerful effect on our neshamas. And I do want to say that there is absolutely no obligation to finish these books. Even if you do a sentence a day, one sentence a day is a powerful, it brings about a powerful tikkun for you. I'd like to encourage everybody to choose a book or a group of books from the Rebbe and to say a sentence or two. Even in English, it's absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, I will not be doing all the books. Again, it is generally a tradition for men, but some women do it. I will probably be focusing on Sipurei Masios, Rebbe Nachman's stories, because that, for me, is a very powerful connection. And I know I'll be able to probably get through all of them in the month. Another custom during Elul, and we want to remember to awaken our hearts. And another custom that can do this, that is also universal, is to add extra Tehillim, extra Psalms, to whatever Psalms you recite each day. You may be saying Tikkun HaKlali each day. You may be saying the daily Psalms, or even you may be completing Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, in a day. I mean, in a week, in a month. Actually, I shouldn't say a day and shake my head, because some people do. But whatever it is, we add to it. And there are various customs. Some people add 10 additional Psalms. One custom is to add 3 additional Psalms so that you complete the entire book twice this month, if you are saying the whole monthly Sefer. So don't forget, you can Google, you can read, you can ask, and you can just do your minig, whatever your minig is, whatever your minhag is, just add in Tehillim. We know that the words of Tehillim, even if we don't understand fully what we're saying, if you're just reading the Hebrew without even an entire comprehension, have the power to affect tremendous change in our lives, in our hearts, and in our situations. So I want to tell you a short story. I probably tell it frequently in every Elul, and if you've heard it before, just bear with me, because it's certainly worth repeating. It's something that the Rebbe says. So the truth is, depending where we are, and who we are, and where we're holding, we feel Elul to a greater or lesser extent. But one of the things we want to know and do is to express our hearts fully in Elul to Hashem, to open up to Him, to open our hearts. We say that our hearts, we want Hashem to circumcise our hearts, to take off that thick, impenetrable, insensitive coating that each of us has in our hearts to varying extents. And this month, to open our hearts to Hashem. And how can we do this? It's so heavy. So there's a story that the Rebbe would tell, and the story is about a king who has a son, and his son wanted to go and learn the wisdom of the world. So the king said, okay, I will pay for you, go to college, or wherever it was, and the prince went, and he learned all the various wisdoms of the world, and he came home. And there was a joyous reunion, and the king wanted to test his son's das. And so he said, son, I want you to do me a favor, and I have here a big stone, and this stone was as big as a millstone, which apparently weighs like a ton, a big, heavy stone. And he said, I want you to take this stone and bring it to the top of the mountain where the palace is, and bring it to the top floor of the palace. And so the son looked at the stone, and he tried to figure out various ways to move it. He tried levers and pulleys and all kinds of things, but it was such a heavy, heavy weight, he couldn't lift it. And he cried, because he was unable to do what his beloved father, the king, asked of him. And he said, dear father, I cannot lift this stone. It's impossible. And the king then told the prince, did you really think I would ask you to lift up such a heavy stone? Even with all the wisdom you've acquired, you cannot lift it. I wanted you to take a hammer and break that stone into little pieces, and you can bring them up the mountain and to the top floor of the palace, piece by piece by piece. And just as Hashem asks us to open and lift up our hearts to Him, but our hearts are heavy, they're like a rock, They're impenetrable, and we can't lift them up fully unless we take a hammer and break them up. What is the hammer? So the Rebbe tells us, the hammer is our power of speech, especially Yid Bodedut. And with it, we can break up our heart of stone, and the Rebbe says we can then turn it into a lev basar, a heart of flesh, and which is an acronym, lev basar, for Breslov. The first letters are spelled Breslov. And that way, we're able to lift up our hearts to Hashem. Hashem doesn't command us to do anything that's impossible. Anybody who says so is really embracing kefira. The whole idea that we have to deal with is the idea that Hashem loves us. He's not doing this to us to add a burden to us, but rather to help us evolve and polish our souls and get to the highest level, that palace that we are able, fully capable of getting to. And I want to mention to you, I had a discussion with someone who's coming out of, you could call it a religion or a cult, and they are, thank God, they're coming away from that. They're doing tshuva. They're coming into a life of Torah. They're moving closer to Hashem. And this person has been told repeatedly that everything that we Jews do, the Torahs, the mitzvot, is impossible, and that her cultish religion that she's, thank God, leaving was meant to free us from that. And why am I bringing it up now? Because sometimes even Jews who embrace Torah, who live a Torah life, can feel that what Hashem wants from us is a burden. And if you are the mother of children, you know there is no way to turn off your kids to Yiddishkeit quicker than saying what a burden it is. And we have generations of American Jews, including people I'm very close to, who have been taught that Judaism is a burden, God forbid. Elul is a burden. Rosh Hashanah is a burden, God forbid. Torah is a burden. And it's not a burden. It is a yoke of servitude, for sure, that we do with love. And we get the love back fully. And anybody who's had that connection during Yid Bodedut, during prayer, during a simcha, during Yom Tov, knows how sweet that connection is. So, meanwhile, there's so much going on in Elul, and just a couple more things I want to share with you, and then we'll have time, God willing, for a short lesson in Likutei Moran, and if we don't finish this week, it's fine. Hopefully, with Hashem's help, we will have all of Elul to work on a lot of different topics. And one of the other things I want to share with you is that if you're familiar with learning Likutei Moran, this is the time when we learn Torah Vav, Lesson 6 in Likutei Moran, and I hope over the month to do some excerpts. It's a long, complex lesson, but I hope to do some excerpts with you during our short lunch lessons. And one of the main points of the lesson that I want to share with you now is to truly find a way to connect with your inherent natural humility, your natural busha, your natural modesty, and realization that Hashem is great and we are little, yet still beloved by Him. Because part of our joy doing tshuva comes from the absolutely incredible fact that we are very little. We are nothing compared to Hashem, the creator and sustainer of all of creation, yet he wants us and he loves us. And that warms up our hearts and opens our hearts. The next thing I want to share with you is that my new book, May You Have a Day, Making Your Life Better with the Teachings of Rebbe Nachman of Breslov, is officially out now. We are launching it starting today, God willing, officially. Some of you already know about it, but we hope that it helps you during Elul. It contains 120 topics, short lessons, each one with a semi-call to action at the bottom that you can use as a reminder or an affirmation about how to make the lessons of Rebbe Nachman real for you. I do want to tell you that I took complex topics and boiled them down so that they were accessible. It contains stories, it contains and the Rebbe's Torah is made simple, and I hope that you will get the book. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available at Barnes & Noble. We're working on the distribution. Hopefully it will be available at Eichler's and Z. Berman's and some other Jewish bookstores as well, but you can certainly order it online now. And I'd love your feedback about the book and appreciate reviews online about the book. And we've got a lot of beautiful haskamas from Rabbanim that I showed the book to, and they appreciate the fact that this is a way to digest complex topics simply and with joy. So I wanted to tell you about the book. And now, and of course you can contact me if you have questions. And now we have time. I'm going to have another sip of water and we will start lesson in Likutei Moran, Torah 272. Okay. So the lesson begins with a line from Tehillim, from Psalms. And as we know, the Rebbe generally has a source quote that he builds a lesson on. Today's is from Psalm 95, verse 7, Hayom im bikolo sishma'u. Today, if you heed his voice. Okay. If you heed his voice today in this world, you will comprehend even now that Hashem is your God, says Rebbe Nachman. So, in other words, we want to be able to hear Hashem's voice. And in order to hear and attend to and heed his voice, we have to pay attention. And we even have to push ourselves, at least at this time especially. So I'm going to continue with the Rebbe's words now. Zeh kolal gadol ba'avodas Hashem. There is an important rule in the service of Hashem. Shelo yasim leneged enav ki'im oso hayom. A person should focus only on hayom, only on today. Now, how can that be? We are preparing for Tishrei. How can we focus only on today? Why is this something that we're supposed to do when we're trying to keep in mind the days of awe? So the idea is, in this lesson, is that even if we have a goal in mind, Our actual immediate attention should be on what we're going to do now. And again in this moment, and again in this moment. There's another teaching of the Rebbe's that's so important that can enhance this lesson. And that is if you look at what happened in the past, and even though it's true, you had free will. In the past, ultimately at the deepest, deepest level, what happened was the Ratzon Hashem. Even if you made a poor choice, even if, God forbid, you stepped away from Hashem, God forbid. And it doesn't mean that we don't need to do tshuva, we don't need to maybe even do major repairs for what has happened. But what it does mean is that we have to act that in the past, what happened previously, I'm done with it. I do tshuva, and I'm done with it. And I focus on the present moment. My bechira, my free will, begins now, this moment in time. And keeping this in mind helps to inform this lesson. I find it a valuable, as a matter of fact, addendum to this lesson, that if we are seizing this moment in time, we are capable of greatness. And that's very motivating. We can fix things, we can repair things, we can move forward, we can make our next choice a better choice. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about the past or the future. Why? Worrying serves no purpose. It doesn't help fix anything. As a matter of fact, it only causes us stress and anguish. And it doesn't mean we don't think seriously about our choices, past and present and future, but what it does mean is that we don't have tremendous angst over them. And the reason is because we're trusting in Hashem and we're following Him and we're heeding His voice, as the Psalm says. So the Rebbe continues, Hein be'esek parnasa v'hitz tarchuso. Whether this is in regard to your parnasa, your livelihood, or your personal needs, tsarech shelo yachashov miyom lachavero kamova besifarim. You shouldn't think about one day to the next, as it says in our sfarim. V'chein ba'avodaso yisparach lo yasim l'neged enav ki im oso hayom ba'oso hasha'a. Or with regard to coming close to and serving Hashem, you shouldn't consider anything beyond this day and this moment in time. Okay? So, the Rebbe explains that Hashem is preparing for us what we need each day, and we shouldn't worry about our future needs. And by strengthening our emuna and our bitachon, our faith and our trust in Hashem, we let go of the angst about what tomorrow will bring. And it doesn't mean, like the nations say, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow, etc. What it does mean is come close to Hashem today, because tomorrow, etc. Okay? We know that each moment in time is a valuable, precious opportunity that we do not want to waste. And I actually know a couple of people, especially one family, who is very, very particular about never buying what they need for the day ahead, except for Shabbos. And it looks like their refrigerator's pretty bare. I mean, they do have some staples, but their idea is, and they're particular about this, and they're a special family, the idea is that they are living their trust. They're embodying their trust. They're showing Hashem their trust. And they've been like this for decades, by the way. And by doing this, they're saying, we trust you, Hashem. And they're also believing that just like the man fell in the wilderness, the manna fell in the wilderness, that their sustenance comes each day for them. That we all know, we've all read stories and heard stories about the tzaddikim who would give away any money they had in the house at the end of the day or in their pockets. They didn't want to have anything. They wanted to allow Hashem to provide for them day by day by day. Now, I'm not at that level. I'm going to assume that most of you aren't living like that. Maybe some of you are very special and are living like that. However, in small ways, we can express that in little ways. If we're having a problem expressing this mentally and emotionally and finding this difficult to connect to, try altering a physical habit, one little habit that is something you stock ahead or something you prepare ahead for, one little habit that isn't vital and crucial to your sense of peace, and see how that transforms your Avodas Hashem in this area. Okay, any questions at this point? But I am going to continue a little bit longer today. Questions? Nope, okay. Ki sherotzin lekanes ba'avodas Hashem. So when a person wants to enter avodas Hashem, their service of Hashem and their connection to Hashem, nidme l'ha'adam ke'ilu hu masa kaved. It seems to him a very heavy burden, as we said before, in the story of the king and the prince and the millstone. It's a heavy burden. V'i efshar lo lisa masa kaved kazo. And it's just unbearable. He can't possibly carry such heaviness, such a heavy thing. And that is how it feels. It is a nearly universal experience for someone who wants to begin their service of Hashem. And this applies to people who are beginning their service of Hashem anew, and for people who it's just the first time, and for people who it's the thousandth time. It seems hard when we want to go up a level. Aval, but, kisheyachashov she'ein lo rak oso hayom, lo ye lo masa kalal. But when a person thinks about that, all he has to do, only on that day, he only thinks about one day, he will not find it a burden at all. So, for example, if you think about, let's say you want to increase your davening from a sitter, let's say you're saying part of chakras, you want to add more things in, or you want to increase your tehillim, or you want to increase your tzedakah giving, or anything else you're working on. You want to work on anger. Let's say, if you think about day after day and where you're headed and how hard it's going to be and, oh, I have to work on it today and tomorrow and the next day, it's never ending, it doesn't stop. If you think like that, it will be difficult. But if you only think about today, it really won't be that hard. Now, fortunately, as women, we are used to a lot of repetitive tasks. As a matter of fact, Hashem has given us such a nature that a woman can cook dinner and then cook dinner the next night and cook dinner the next night, and all with varying degrees of joy about it and happiness about it. I can't say not everybody loves doing this all the time, but the idea is we understand it has to be done and we're capable of it. And cooking a nice kosher meal for your family or even for yourself is part of your Avodas Hashem. There's a lot of mitzvahs involved in that. So that is an example of a service of Hashem we do over and over and over again anyway. For another example, changing your bed linens, changing your sheets, doing the laundry. It's endless. We always say, oh, it's endless. But we do it. Sometimes it's easier than other times. But if we only concentrate on the load of laundry we have now or the dinner we're making tonight, it's done. We did it. And that goes for any avoda, any service at all, any work at all. If we focus on how much more we have to do, it will feel really crushing, at least for most of us. Okay, I'm going to continue. We're going to go late today because I think we'll be able to, yes, we'll be able to finish this, God willing. V'gam shalo yidche es atzmoy miyom liyom. So also, a person shouldn't push things off from day to day. Lemor machar aschil. Saying, I'll start tomorrow. Machar es palel b'chavana uvchoa karayui. I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll pray with more kavana, with more focus. Tomorrow I'll have more joy and enthusiasm. V'chayotze baze bishar ha'avodos ki ein la'adam ba'olamo ki im oso hayom ba'olamo ki im oso hayom v'oso ha'sha'ar she'omed bo. And also for all other devotions, because it's a person's world consists only of this present day and time. Ki yom ha'maharas hu, sorry, my throat's going, ha'maharas hu olam acher lagamre. And tomorrow is a different world entirely. And this is another teaching of the Rebbe's in a nutshell. Every day is an entirely new world. There really is no burden on you. Hashem renews the act of creation each day. And it's not only Kabbalistic, it's even in our Siddur, we talk about Hashem renewing the act of creation. And every day is different from the previous ones. It has its own potential. And Reb Nussan tells us each day has its own unique thoughts, words, and deeds. Tomorrow is a different world entirely. Remember that. Don't procrastinate. Today you are constructing something beautiful with your service of Hashem. It cannot be repeated tomorrow. It's different. Your prayers today can't possibly be like your prayers tomorrow or yesterday. So take advantage, seize the day, and embrace the energy of today. And over time, with this awareness, you will notice differences in the flavor of your Avodas Hashem day to day to day. And the Rebbe finishes, Hayom im bekolo sishma'u hayom daika behavein. Today, if you listen, if you heed his voice, specifically today, understand this well. Okay? So, it's a opportunity that really comes this understanding that today is the day. It's your day. Whoever's listening to this, grab a hold of today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. And know that Reb Nussan tells us, and I'm not going to go into the reasoning behind this just because we need to finish up, but Mashiach will come in the schus, the merit of those who served Hashem, with the knowledge that there is only today. Every day is a gift from Hashem. Every day has its own special energy, and we can sense it, we can take advantage of it, and we can certainly make use of it and appreciate it. I want to say, that I wish you a very sweet, exciting, happy, successful, effective Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we will, God willing, meet next week. If you have any questions, actually, you can ask now. If not, I'm going to wish you all the best. Okay. Have a great week, everyone, and a Chodesh Tov.